Yes. And so tell me a bit about your educational background. Where did you go to, where do you attend school and all those nice stuff?
So I hopped around. I went to Tamarack Elementary.
Okay.
And then I did a stint in West Pine.
Okay.
And then afterwards I went to boarding school in Orlando.
Oh,
Mount Verde Academy. It's a big basketball school now. It wasn't then.
Okay.
And then I did my university undergrad degree, mm-hmm, in University of Ottawa.
Okay.
Ottawa, Canada.
What on that?
Yeah.
Miss International, man.
And then I came back down here to Lynn University to do my master's, and I did my law degree in San Diego, California.
Okay, and tell us about that. So what did you do, your undergrad and your master's and your law degree? You're saying all these things. So whenever people do undergrad, master's, and law degree, you're thinking that they would be like, you know, a certain, you look like you literally just stepped out of high school.
Oh, well, thank you a lot for that.
What did you do for your different degrees?
I did political science and communications for the undergrad,
okay,
and then mass media and communications for my master's,
mm-hmm,
and then of course the JD.
Okay, well. Okay, mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. And they don't sound so far apart. Did they connect to you? Did they connect to you?
They connected all the way. So
yes.
My mom used to call me the professional student because yeah, she just felt like I was in school for so long, which I was. But,
yeah. Anyway. Awesome. When you went to law school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see yourself practicing any particular area of law?
So I had an idea that I should look into aviation law because I would have already been, you know, involved in the family business, which is Western Air.
Yes.
And getting into all of that. But I still wanted to explore a bit, but I knew criminal law wasn't my thing. I hear you got your JD, so
yeah,
and you sound like you know quite a bit about criminal law. I don't remember none of that. Don't ask me.
I did an LLB, the British system.
Yeah,
however,
uh-huh,
it's similar to the JD, but for some reason the criminal law part took out more to me. But
it's definitely fascinating. It's fascinating.
What I'm surprising, and you mentioned it, you know, when you're growing up and you hear about lawyers, you think you in your mind every lawyer is a criminal lawyer. But you realize that very few lawyers are criminal lawyers.
Very true. Very true. And I realized that probably in law school.
Okay.
Because, you know, when you're younger, when I was like 5 or 6, I was saying I wanted to be a lawyer.
Yes.
But to me, that meant walking around with this briefcase and heels. Right. And you just had this, like, you got a chance to speak firmly,
yes,
and argumentatively.
Yes.
But that's not at all what I do.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Wow. And then of course you what was the transition like? Was Western Air your first work per se in the legal field, or did you have other
right? So before I really put a bite into Western Air, I was at some aviation law firms.
Nice.
And so I got a chance to work on aviation and corporate law a bit, and so that really helped me going into everything that I'm doing now with Western Air. Yeah.
I know what aviation law is, but for someone listening, aviation law, well, you need to advise somebody how to fly the plane.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about aviation law.
So with aviation law, I mean, it could really vary. You know, aviation lawyers also have completely different, you know, practices even within aviation, because whether you're in an airline or if you're focusing on FAA and regulations, it's two completely different worlds, even though they intersect.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, a lot of things is tied into regulations. So civil aviation on the Bahamas side, FAA,
yes,
on the US side.
Yes.
And then also to just managing the companies, the airlines affairs. So
yes,
that could range from, you know, vendor contracts, acquisitions of aircraft,
yes,
and representing us in that regard. And then also working with other attorneys if we are doing any sort of litigation or matters like that.
Okay. All right, guys, of course, if you're just joining us, we are here talking to the wonderful Rexy Roll. I'm looking, no, because I know it out of my head, but because the paper is here, I'm butchered again, Vice President of Operations and General Counsel at Western Air. And we're talking about, you know, influence, law, aviation. Of course, we're going to go for a break soon. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Western Air and some of the wonderful things you've done. All right, guys, I'm back here. What a bam bam in indeed, because you know that Sister Nancy's song is one of the most sampled song in dance or hip hop, and yeah. I think that wasn't even the original. I think the original was by a group called Toots and the Maytals, really? But back in the ska time, bam bam, and I think ska is such an overlooked part of music. By the way, guys, we're gonna talk about more music and that later on. I want to finish talking to my dear guest about Western Air. So when you started Western Air, right? What did you feel? Because of the family business, do you feel any pressure? Did you feel like, you know what, I gotta get this right now? Because
yeah, not right away, but okay. I mean, earlier on, my mom had some shady things to say. You see how hard we work, and you talking about doing, you know, like yes. she definitely, you know, both of my parents would say a little thing or two.
Yes.
But for the most part, they wanted me to be whatever it is that I wanted to be. And they wanted me to be successful and happy.
Wow.
But so I knew I had the freedom to do it, but yes. Ultimately, I mean, I grew a passion for it, and I recognized that it was beyond them. You know, there was like a commitment already built into what we were doing. And I said, why would I not try to pour into this? You know.
Yes, yes. And you've done, since you've been with Western Air, you've achieved some wonderful things. And of course you attribute that to your team, to your family too. But tell us some of the things you've done while at Western Air.
Yeah.
But just say Western Air as in 1983 year, Western Air.
Western Air.
Year. Come on, get it together. Air. Yes.
So I mean, I think over the last, I would say, 5 to 7 years, we've seen tremendous growth. I mean, just wow. In terms of additional aircraft that we've added to the fleet, we've changed our fleet from turboprops to all jet aircrafts.
Wow.
And so a lot of those acquisitions were a major part of us gaining significant market share in all of our core routes. And we've just been pushing.
Yes.
Every day, you know, we operate 365 days out of the
wow.
year. And, you know, right before the pandemic, I mean, generally we operate about 40 flights a day.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I mean, so we are incredibly busy, but we take that commitment of, you know, taking people to where they need to be very seriously. So,
wow.
So it's a family, but it's also something where we feel a sense of pride that people trust us
yes.
to provide this service.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And of course it's the largest in Bahamas, right?
Yes. Largest privately owned airline.
Okay. Privately owned.
Next to the largest airline, I guess, questionable, is the national air carrier owned by the government, national
okay.
air carrier. So
okay.
we say we're the large privately owned airline.
Awesome. And what are some of the destinations that you guys fly?
Mm-hmm. So we fly to Freeport, mm-hmm. Grand Bahama, Mashaba, Abaco, Exumas, which are stunning.
Wow.
San Andres, Congo Town, Bimini, Cat Island. So we have a few different destination, and we're starting Fort Lauderdale, which we're so excited about.
So hold on, San Andres, as in the one in Colombia?
No, it's in the Bahamas.
Okay, Claudia.
Yeah.
See, there's. Because you guys have so many islands. Because
yeah.
whenever people think of Bahamas, they think about just the two main ones.
But, yeah.
But there are people living there. There are people living on other islands that aren't so popular, right?
Absolutely. Wow. So I mean, and even we find a lot of tourists. You know, more and more when they come to Nassau, which is the main hub,
yes. mm-hmm.
they're going to the other islands because they don't wow. want to be in such a touristy destination.
Yes.
So it's been great. I mean, we have our core frequent flyers, which are mainly Bahamians, but more and more we've seen a lot of tourists who are just like, you know, we want to explore the other islands, and so it's great.
Wow. And now tell us about the Fort Lauderdale expansion, because that sounds exciting.
It's exciting. And I'm, you see all the grays coming in?
We are gray.
So no, it's a different, you know, the same appeal and efficiency that we provide between Freeport and Nassau, Marsh Harbor and Nassau, is what we want to provide between Fort Lauderdale and Nassau. We want people to feel as if we are the quick, fast alternative. No long talking. It's just, you want to get to Nassau, you can get there in half the time because the jets are super fast.
Yes.
And we are doing something different than anybody else on the route, where all of our tickets are open, meaning complete flexibility. If you didn't travel on Tuesday, no problem. Travel on Thursday, no cancellation fees, no change fees. That's the way how we operate in the islands. And so we want to do that here. And we want people to feel, they know once they purchase that ticket, they can use it at any time.
Okay.
So this is something different and new. And we're starting May 19th.
Okay. Okay.
That's still the launch date.
Okay.
So we're excited about that.
And an open ticket that, people like me who used to travel a lot, and miss flight because I'm always running. You know, it's different, but that's a guarantee that people would love to, because things happen, you know.
Things happen. It's okay, and you know, and we don't like to make travel difficult. It's supposed to be easy and straightforward. Obviously, things don't always happen as planned, but we certainly plan to give people that flexibility that we provide now domestically in the Bahamas.
Okay, awesome. And I see, of course, you've been featured in a few magazines, which is very, very, I know, you know, sometimes when this happened to you, don't want, you know, it's okay, but tell us about a few of these magazines and how did you feel, and how do you feel about being, you know, being featured in these?
I mean, what an honor. Yes. What an honor is that. It's not something to say, one day I want to be featured in Forbes. I want to be featured in Essence. None of that even popped into my mind, but it really organically happened. One young lady reached out to me on Instagram and said, I would like to just write a think piece, you know, about you and what you're doing.
Yes.
And from that article from Boss Magazine, it just spiraled into a lot of other different articles from mainstream media outlets. And it's been great to connect with people, and people who just weren't aware about, you know, this Black-owned airline and stuff like that. So it really changed my life for the better.
And what do you feel about the importance of women in the field like aviation, and the importance of Black people in terms of running an airline?
Yeah.
What is the importance of representation in these areas?
Representation is something, so it's one of those things you don't realize how much you need it until you see it, and it's like, this is what's been missing. Yeah. And I want to see more of it, you know. Yes. And thankfully I get tagged in a lot of you know, this is my first flight, I'm a private pilot. And I love to see that. You know, we believe in trying to create additional opportunities as well. And I just feel like we are still far behind with Black people on the executive front when it comes to airlines. There's certainly a number of us in regards to flight operations, but there's so much room for more. I want people to know that there's so many variety of different careers in aviation beyond just being a pilot and a flight attendant, which are wonderful careers.
Yes.
But you know, whether it's dispatch or an airline is simply a company, and anything that you think that a company would need is what an airline would need. So just consider an aviation space. And I think sometimes people are a bit hesitant to go in there because it's such a technical field.
Yes.
But I mean, we need the same things, you know.
Okay, and where does Western Air go from now? I know Fort Lauderdale is coming on, but where does Western Here goes go from now, and where do you go from? What are you looking forward to achieve?
Yeah, you know, by the grace of God,
honestly,
it's about consistency for me, and being able to provide quality product every day. That seems pretty cliche, but that is a blessing in itself to do. So we want to definitely maintain ourselves in the Bahamas, but also continue to expand. So hopefully, we're hoping people, you know, give us a chance on the Fort Lauderdale and Nassau route, and that expands into other cities into Florida and maybe the southern region, Atlanta, and other items like that. And we just look forward to continue to growing and connecting, you know, the southern U.S. to the Bahamas.
Yes. And what if someone wants to fly by Western Air, or would they?
WesternAirBahamas.com.
Okay.
So that's how they would find us. And everything, of course, is online, to book online. And we're looking forward to it.
Okay. And what about if people want to maybe follow you on social media or?
Yes. Everything is Rexy Roll. R-E-X-Y. That's Rexy with a Y. Everybody says I-E, but it's with a Y. Rexy Roll. R-O-L-L-E.
Okay. And you spoke about if someone wants to work in aviation, like where would they find these? And for some people may wonder, where would they find these jobs? Do they just Google jobs or something like that?
Well, I mean, Google doesn't hurt. Right? Google really doesn't hurt. Yes. I mean, there are a number of I think it's Fly 360. There are a number of aviation based job sources, but honestly, think of a great aviation company or airline company that you like, and then go directly to the source. There's always openings. And of course, some of those openings are technical.
Yes.
You know, if you're not an aircraft mechanic, can't apply to be an aircraft mechanic. But there are also a lot of other careers that isn't so technical based, but whether that's even in social media or HR, administration,
yes.
Like I said, dispatching, which is, you know, sort of, which is technical, but there's a variety of other careers they could explore.
Okay. Yeah. All right, guys, if you're just joining me, of course, I'm here with Rexy Roll. I'm going to read again, Vice President of Operations and General Counsel at Western Air, Bahamas' largest privately owned airline. Yeah. Yes. And if you didn't catch all this interview, you can go back on YouTube and watch the interview. You can download the app on Streaming Hub Radio. Of course, she won't be going soon. You'll be seeing her in the studios. And so we're going to play something to go to the break. And then when we come back, I'll be here with my next guest. And of course, you'll be able to see Rexy later on. So don't go anywhere. Share this live with someone, all right? With your friend, your family, auntie, uncle, sister, neighbor, daughter, friend, church, sister, cousin, anybody, all right? In the interim, I'm going to play this song for you and
yours will never leave me again behind.
Welcome back to the Raul Blaze Show here on Streaming Hub Radio. I'm here with Miss Rexy. Of course, how did you feel about the interview earlier on with you and I?
It was awesome.
Okay, did you feel nervous? Are you nervous or anything whenever you are when you do interviews? Do you get nervous?
It depends, but I'm not nervous right now, so that's good.
Okay. Yeah, because it's like an atmosphere, guys. So today, Bellyful Thursdays by Golden Crust. We're just handed our food, of course, and me get the... When they asked me, what did you get in your plate?
Oxtail.
Oxtail? Okay.
The beef patty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
You love me, but... you taste it already?
It's so good.
Oh, my God. Oh, nice. So they have beef patty. They have... Is it veggie, right?
Veggie
patty. And of course, we're having oxtail, and we're having it with pineapple ginger from Golden Crust. And they also have Golden Crust Easter bun, which I did not know about, but it looks delicious, guys. When they asked me if I wanted a brown stew or oxtail, I said, usually I can't afford oxtail when I go to the supermarket, when I go to the store. So I'll take it when it's free. Yes, guys. So... There are so many Golden Crust locations. If you're in South Florida, all you have to do is Golden Crust. Google Golden Crust and you can find it, okay? So that is where someone said, big up Golden Crust. Yes, that is where the food is from today, Golden Crust. And today is Bellyful Thursdays with Grace. So tell me, I've never been to the Bahamas before.
What?
Never been to the Bahamas. So I don't, I this might be a very silly question, but what should I expect if what should I do? What's the best time to go? What should I do when I go to the Bahamas, etc.?
First of all, food, as we, you know,
have this delicious Golden Crust meal. There's also amazing food in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. Everything starts with conch.
Oh!
Fried conch. Well, not fried conch. We say crack conch.
Okay.
Right? Conch salad, all that good stuff. But you have to explore the outer islands, you know, Exuma. The waters are really crystal clear. This aqua, beautiful. I mean, it's just gorgeous.
Wow.
And I mean, when you go to Bimini, Bimini is literally only like less than 20 minutes away from Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, so, yes. Okay.
So, I mean, this is just a hop. And this is what we want people to know, too, is that it doesn't just have to be this planned out vacation. You can just hop over. It's literally 30 minutes away.
Yes, because people have been saying, "Oh, you want you?" Somebody said, "I love Bimini." Okay, big up yourself. You love Bimini. next, so bring me up Bimini. Okay, bring me up Bimini next time. So I know when you have countries with different islands, does each island have its thing like the local culture? I know it's the same, but does each island have its pride? It's the pride of my local place.
Absolutely.
Or the speech or anything? Do they have like that?
Yeah, there's definitely certain signature points of each island. Like, you know, Exuma kind of strengths itself on the swimming with the pigs. That's been a very popular influencer thing in recent days. Remember the fire festival?
No, listen to me.
but what you should remember is that the place is absolutely pristine and
It's gorgeous.
And then Andres, you know, is known for bone fishing.
Wow.
And if you really want an experience where you're not around so many people and you can walk the beach literally by yourself, you can think about places like Cat Island and Andres and whatnot. But I mean, there's just an abundance of things to do without. Or you could actually do nothing, which is sometimes important.
Yes, of course. You know? Simeon, are you from St. Croix? Where are you from? Because I know you're from one of those islands, but it's the islands are so small and intimate.
Yeah.
That sounds good. And if I go now, of course, I can go to Nassau, then I can fly Western Air to any of these. But no, because you guys are gonna be flying from Fort Lauderdale, I could just fly from here and take Western Air to Nassau, right?
Yes, absolutely. You can fly directly from Fort Lauderdale to Nassau.
Wow.
And so we have daily domestic flights from Nassau to a lot of the major locations in the Bahamas. So that's Freeport, Grand Bahama, Marsh Harbor, Abaco, Bimini, Exuma, Cat Island, San Andres, Congo Town.
Mm.
So you can get a little bit of everything. And one of the things that we really like is even if you're staying in Nassau, you can do an excursion. So you can go to Bimini just for the day. You can go to Freeport just for the day. And the more travel continues to pick up, there will be more flights available to have that kind of island hopping experience.
Wow, amazing. Guys, and I have to say, this pineapple ginger here from Golden is giving me life. It's given me all my life without paroling them. And I tell them, man, this is so good. It is because I like to taste ginger in my... If I'm having some good ginger, I like to taste ginger.
Mm-hmm.
A matter of fact, island people say whenever you drink ginger, if you don't do like this... ginger. If an island person don't do that sound, then when they get them, take it back. Can I back out the kitchen, sir? Me no want it. Take it back. So yeah, the ginger is really nice. It's cutting your throat. You mentioned something about Kong, right? No, man, this ginger licked me in all in my esophagus.
Man.
In my trachea, wherever that is, that's where I feel the ginger. You talk about conch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you prepare that? Can you make it?
Can I make it?
Yeah.
This next question.
Do you cook?
I think everything is practice makes perfect.
Okay.
So it's just something I haven't practiced a lot. But I think I could figure it out.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. And now, guys, I'm not going to be... it's because Rexy cute. She can't really... She want to eat, but the camera go on. So, she go into the room, go eat because she don't want to look... You know, the cute girl thing. But me not care. This looks like vegetable. So, I'm going to taste... I've never had a veggie patty from them before. I've had the beef before, but I've never had the veggie before. But it looks good. You had the beef, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
This is not what the beef look like.
No, this is veggie.
This is veggie. Okay.
It's good. Oh, now I have to try.
It's really good. Oh my god, it's good. The crust is different, of course. The crust is different, but the they said spicy veggie, right? Jesus. This is spicy veggie. It's spicy. It's really spicy. So spicy veggie patty, guys. It's really good. The crust is different, but it's nice. Oh, goodbye. Thank you so much. Mr. Holness is leaving and his team. Take care. I'm gonna have Mr. Holness back here when he can spend some time on top because it's a longer conversation. Sure. But anyway, guys, I'm gonna play some music now for you to jam to until my guest from Golden Cross appears on screen, because they won't be here in studio, and that can give Rexy some time to eat because he's on camera, and then for me to eat without talking. Okay, so we're gonna go on this quick. It's not a break, you know, guys. I'm just playing some music until I come back. I'm gonna give you something nice in the interim. I'm gonna give you.